Tomorrow, voters in Houston will choose a mayor to lead the nation's fourth largest city. While the election is officially a nonpartisan contest, it's no secret that incumbent Mayor Lee Brown is a Democrat and challenger Orlando Sanchez is a Republican. And ideology and race have become key factors. From member station KUHF, Jack Williams reports.
Brown, Houston's first African-American mayor, is seeking his third two-year term. After stints as the city's police chief and the nation's drug czar under President Clinton, Mayor Brown is portraying the election as one of leadership against inexperience. Sanchez, his opponent in tomorrow's runoff, sees it differently. A Cuban-born immigrant who served on the city council for 6 years and who is trying to become the city's first Hispanic mayor, Sanchez says Houston's quality of life has suffered during Brown's tenure, and he, Sanchez, has the integrity to do the job. That theme has struck a chord with Lucy Castillo, who, like most Latino voters here, is a lifelong Democrat.
That's what I really look for more in the person, not really in the Democrat or the Republican. I just look to see who's going to be able to run the whole city, because it's going to help me in my business and in my personal life.
Republicans around the country have learned that much of what some call their anti-immigrant rhetoric of the 1990s resulted in a backlash in the Hispanic community. Thus, the willingness of many Hispanics to vote for a Republican seems to be defying traditional voting trends, says Rice University professor Bob Stein. But he acknowledges that Sanchez's ethnicity may be more of a factor than his conservatism and Republican identification.
They sort of look past all those things and say, that is important, but not as important as voting for someone who we think is sensitive to and aware of, and don't overlook simple pride.
The election is being closely watched on the national level by both parties. Mindful that Republicans have a lot of work to do to win Hispanic votes, the GOP is excited about its chances in Houston. Rudy Fernandez is a spokesman for the Republican National Committee.
We see that Hispanics are who perhaps grew up under Democratic households and have before classified themselves as Democrats because their parents were Democrats, are now taking a look at the two parties.
For his part, Mayor Brown says it's too simplistic to assume Hispanic voters are automatically in Sanchez's corner.
He doesn't support the Hispanic community. He says that immigrants are an embarrassment to him. He won't support things like the immigrant refugee office that I now have. He doesn't support day labor camps to get people off the streets and in safety while they're looking for a job or waiting to be picked up. All the things that make our city a great city, he's against.
But no matter what happens tomorrow, the Houston election is a wake-up call for both parties, says Hector De Leon, the director of the Houston office of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials.
One, that Republicans will be cognizant of the fact that those moderate to conservative tendencies exist in the Hispanic community. And also for the Democratic Party to understand that they do exist and they shouldn't take the Hispanic vote for granted, because if they don't nurture it, they're going to lose it.
It's a lesson that both parties have taken to heart. Mayor Brown has brought in Henry Cisneros, the former mayor of San Antonio and Clinton cabinet official, to campaign for him, while Sanchez is running a commercial touting the endorsement of New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, whose stock among Hispanics and everyone else has shot up since the September 11 terrorist attacks. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.